We're now joined by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Wrestling Program. We're talking about scheduling issues, and it's first I've heard of that, and the best way to get information out to the people, and this is why you listen to the radio. We try to get onto the website, but, you know, we're going to talk with Coach every Wednesday night about 6 o'clock, and here we are with Coach Bacon. So, Coach, first of all, you haven't done a whole lot as far as on the mat and competition and those things since last Tuesday. Has the last week, before we start talking about the weekend coming up, has the last week been beneficial, do you feel like, in the practice room?
Yeah, we've had some really good practices, really productive practices as far as getting things figured out and what we needed to work on. So, yeah, I'm pretty optimistic about the upcoming competition.
I don't know if one kind of correlates with the other. Sometimes this level of competition, mindset, maybe the kids are feeling a little under the weather, maybe they just don't have it that night. But for whatever reason, you started the season really strong, and that kind of felt like from our discussion last week that each competition, once you got out of Cameron, was just not as good. And you felt like, you know, Marceline, not real great, and then you thought, you know, going over to Gallatin was really not good. So you want to change that momentum and get going the other direction starting tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think that made it extra frustrating because I know what we're capable of. I know I've got some good kids on my team that know how to wrestle, and it's just I was so frustrated in the fact that we didn't look like the same team Saturday at Marceline and the following Tuesday at Gallatin.
It's surprising, too, because, you know, wrestling's a sport like any other sport. And usually you look at it and say, boy, if you do some good things in your season opener, you feel like you're going to carry that into the next couple of events. And usually you would say common sense is, yeah, you're going to get some momentum. And it just didn't happen. And that's kind of a head scratcher.
Yeah, it is. I mean, usually, like you said, when you have some success, you see some kids gain confidence. And then confidence leads to, you know, just kids learning how to win matches. And that's a big deal.
So if you look back at, you know, and I know we're kind of reaching at straws or grabbing at straws here, a quad at Cameron has to have a little bit of a different atmosphere than the Marceline tournament is, you know, especially for your young kids. Was getting used to the atmosphere at Marceline more of a challenge for them than you might have expected coming in?
Well, I don't know. The atmosphere at Cameron was, it's always really exciting. You know, they turn the lights out and they've got one spotlight in the center, and I think that adds to the atmosphere, maybe adds to the excitement. So if you're a wrestler that does better with a little more adrenaline, a little maybe a little more nerves, you probably did better in Cameron. The Marceline tournament, it's not that way at all. Your toughest match may be the first one out of the gates, and I think some of our young kids were caught off guard because they're maybe used to wrestling in brackets and they're used to working their way up slowly to harder matches. But in high school, if it's an A pool, B pool, round robin, you know, you may not have an easy match that day.
Marceline's kind of cool too, because the last couple of times I've been down to Marceline to cover basketball, including the last Tuesday, they've built a separate new facility that I think hosts all of their wrestling competitions, and it's kind of a smaller facility, but it gets loud in there, and it looks like a really awesome place to have a wrestling tournament.
Yeah, and they were fully utilizing both gyms because they had they added the girls division, and so it was really cool. It gave us a lot of extra room to spread out.
So if you go to Misha.org, and this is where I usually go, and I check out the schedule and see what's going on, it's going to say tomorrow Lathrop Quad. You're not going to Lathrop tomorrow. You're going to wrestle Lathrop, but you're going to Marceline, correct?
Right, yeah. Going to Marceline at 5 o'clock is when it actually starts.
So if you look at teams that are usually pretty stout, we know that Marceline has a great wrestling program. And you got to figure, and this is me not knowing maybe what Lathrop has this year, but Lathrop in football went all the way to the state final and finished in second place. I know a lot of those kids are playing basketball, but they got to have some carryover, too, onto that wrestling program. It could be pretty good.
Oh, they do. They've got plenty of firepower. Like we said, like you said, we know what Marceline has. I think they're top two, top three ranked team in the state. So we've seen them. Now, Lathrop, they may not show all their cards. I think they're still getting some of their kids certified as far as the weight assessment program goes, since their football season went a little longer than most. But but they're going to have some good kids for sure.
Credit to Lathrop too. You know, a tip of the hat to them. I've had some discussions with broadcasting colleagues about how if you go back 10 years ago before they had the new football field and the new school and all the stuff up there, Lathrop, top to bottom, it really wasn't a really great athletic athletic program. Every once in a while, they'd have a team that'd kind of rise up and have a good season. But across the board, and I give a lot of credit to just the new facilities and kind of new blood that's churning through the programs, Lathrop feels like they're good in everything right now.
They are, yeah. And you're right, because I can remember back when I was in high school, I don't remember even wrestling a kid from Lathrop. And they've improved in every sport, whether it's the new facilities. It maybe gave them a little pep in their step, but they've been good now for several years and been on the board at the state wrestling tournament.
So aside from the competition, Plattsburgh is there tomorrow, right, Coach?
Yes, Plattsburgh is there as well.
So Plattsburgh, Marceline, and Lathrop, you're looking at improvement from your guys. What's the most important thing that you want to see from your group tomorrow night?
I just want to see us go out and wrestle 100% and also wrestle a little smarter than we have in the past. I'll give you just a quick example. You know, we had a couple matches a week ago where we didn't really push the pace, and we could have got a stalling point against our opponent if we would have just pushed a little bit harder, be aware of the score of the match, be aware of where we're at on the mat. And I just mainly want to see him execute what we've done in practice. I want to see it reflect what we do in our wrestling room.
Coming up on my lunch break here, and normally I just say, you know, I'll go get lunch when I can, but got a coworker I usually take to lunch, and so we're recording this about 1 o'clock, so I'll ask you this question, Coach, and then we'll call it a day, and wish you good luck. Battle Wrestling Tournament, I saw it, and I thought, well, Columbia Battle. It's not in Columbia. It's going to be, you said, Sedalia on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, Friday, Saturday. It's at the Mathewson Center in Sedalia. And it starts at 4 o'clock on Friday, and it starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday. So we could possibly wrestle 13 matches in the next 3 days.
This has been the weekend where the last couple of years, I know 2 years ago, you went to Wentworth Military Academy. Obviously, the academy is no longer up and living because they were taken out of business with that decision, I think, about a year and a half ago. Is it a similar event, or is it just the event that's replaced the one that was at Wentworth, Coach, with a lot of the same teams as a couple of years back?
Yeah, it is. It moved last year. It moved to Missouri Valley College, and now they've moved it to Sedalia. So this is its third move, same tournament.
You're going to see, if you go that far south, south I-70, you got to figure you're going to see some of the better teams in North Missouri, as you always do, but you got to figure you're going to see some teams south of Sedalia, too, which will be good for you guys.
Yeah, it will. We've got 38 to 40 Class 1 schools there, so we're going to get a chance to see about anyone we want.
So, you know, and I asked you before earlier, you know, we've had discussions where in the past the guys are so hyped up and they want so badly to get points that gets them to cause to make mistakes, but it's kind of on the other end with the guys right now that, you know, they just, maybe it's fear of giving up points or this and that, but there's that happy medium between wrestling aggressively and not wrestling carelessly that you're really looking for at the group, right?
Yeah. I think we've been wrestling to not lose, and there's a big difference in going out and wrestling to win and wrestling not to get beat. And the matches, you can tell. I mean, they turn out totally different if we're going out and we're hitting our offense and we're trying to score as many points as we can.
This is kind of a broad question. I know we talked about it at this time of year because you're done for the calendar year after you go to Sedalia on Saturday before the Carrollton try on the 3rd. Obviously, that's in the new year. So you got about two and a half weeks there. What's the best thing that you do to keep the guys in shape over that long break?
Well, I think give them a little break over Christmas. I'll probably give them about a week off and then let them get refreshed. Sometimes that's one of the most beneficial things you can do, especially coming out of this weekend where we've got tons of wrestling. And then, yeah, we got to get back in the swing of it and get to our routine. And Christmas practice is over break. I mean, they're always a lot of fun. We kind of switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, the 3rd of January, that is a, looks like that's a Thursday, and that'll be down at Carrollton, Maysville, and Trenton on that evening. Coach, we'll catch up with you next week. Good luck with the competition coming up over the next 3 nights.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.